When she was 20 years old, Lucrecia de la Torre left her home country of Guatemala and moved to the United States, eventually finding her way to Durham. She was interviewed by her daughter, Rose de la Torre, at the StoryCorps booth in Durham.
I just want to know, what was it like when you first came to the U.S.? And
I left, and first I left with the idea that I was going to come back right away, you know. But I was able to find a job in a hotel. My brother had some friends, and they find me a job. It was in the laundry room, and it was such a terrible job. It was hard work, because what you had to do for the 8 hours was just to get the sheets from the dryer, from the washing machine, and put them in the dryer. But you did that for 8 hours. You thought that your arms were going to fall out. I was so tired, and I was on our break and our lunch, I went to the bathroom and I lay down on a little bench and fall asleep because it was too much work. And I thought I couldn't keep the job. I tried to do it, you know, but then I was talking when I fill up my papers for the job, I put that I study accounting in Guatemala. And I was working for like a month. They call me and they say, "We see here that you study accounting. And we have an opening in filing in the accounting department." So they said that they will try it for like a month. If I can do it, I will keep it. I couldn't sleep for 3 days thanking God for helping me that way. And I think I was very lucky to come to the States, even though I left my family over there. I still go and visit them. But I make another life here, and in the States, you always live a better life. Because, you know, I go back over there and I see how my brothers and sisters, even though they study, they had to struggle a lot more.
Yes.
To have a quarter of what we have here.
I do appreciate that. I see that it's just merely the luck of the draw that made us American-born citizens.
And yes.
The things that you and Dad had to go through. The hard jobs,
yes.
The uncomfortable situations, and maybe people not treating you as well as they should have. We appreciate all you did.
Rose de la Torre spoke with her mother, Lucrecia de la Torre. Both live in Durham. They talked at the StoryCorps booth at the American Tobacco Historic District this past April.